This is Kylie.
This is a
Hello?
Confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay Customer Service. How can I help you?
Some random call saying that a charge has been made to me for like $200, but I have no idea what this is for.
You are purchased Apple iTunes gift card. Its amount will be $299.
No, I didn't.
Alright, can you please confirm me, apart from you, you're any family member or you're any friend, they're doing something?
I don't think so, no, because none of them, I have children, but none of them have my Apple ID, but no, I didn't purchase anything.
Alright, but I think without your permission and without your authorization, someone used it. Who's doing that exactly? But it is activity,
no,
some illegal activity with you.
I didn't purchase anything. Nobody
I want to show you. Okay, I want to explain to you how is it possible. Each and every day, madam, you're doing in your normal work, like you check your email, check your Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, news, sports, anything you're doing in your cell phone or anywhere. At that point of time, you receive lots of the advertisements. Like Amazon shopping, eBay shopping, lots of the pop-up advertisements.
Yeah,
you
what is this purchase for? I don't care. I did not purchase anything. What are you telling me this purchase is for?
You don't care, ma'am. You don't care.
I'm trying to tell you, I didn't do it. I did not purchase a single thing.
I understand your concern, madam. You can't purchase anything. I know that. But some people use your information. They are trying to get in your information already and they are trying to use it. And it is not good for you. So we are just trying to block that. Yes, we are just trying to block it and cancel it. Then in future, nobody can touch your details and nobody can use it.
Yes, this is wicked.
Yeah, so that's why.
Not buy anything.
Yeah, that's why you be with me right now and you cooperate us. Then we are definitely cancel that. So you confirm me, do you have any device with you, like cell phone, iPad, tablet, anything right now you have?
I have an iPad, which I hardly use, and just my cell phone.
All right, you have a cell phone with you at the moment, and which one it is? It's an Apple phone or it's an Android?
It's an Apple phone.
All right, can you please put the phone call on speaker, madam?
Yeah, it's on speaker now, yes.
Now paste the home button and go back to your home page, please.
Okay. So what are they saying that I purchased? What is this purchase supposed to be?
It's like a gift card. Like it's you remember any time you're doing shopping, and that point of time some shopping company, they provide you the gift card, like a discount coupon. It's like a thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have any of this. Nothing.
Yeah,
I
so
never purchased anything like that.
All right. So don't worry. Now just try to look on your cell phone screen where you can see.
Yeah, what am I supposed to see? I'm sorry?
You can see in here all the applications, your gallery, camera, contact, messages. You can see in here all the applications.
Yeah.
And you have an App Store option. Just try to check. It's blue color A, App Store.
Oh, yeah, I have App Store here.
Just try to open up the App Store.
Uh-huh.
And after open up the App Store, just look on the very bottom. Right inside corner, you can see that search option, it's magnifying glass search.
Yeah, I can see it, yeah.
Touch on it.
Mm-hmm.
And after touch on that, you just type over there on the search bar in the top, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
What is it?
A for Apple.
What company are you with?
From eBay, ma'am.
Oh, you're from eBay? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I definitely didn't buy anything with eBay. Okay, so I type in eBay, is that what you said?
You just type over there, AnyDesk.
I don't understand, I'm sorry.
Or I want to spell that for you. Just type over there A for apple, letter A.
Yeah. Yes.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
Yes.
After Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then D for dog. Any desk, yeah,
desk?
Right. Yeah,
any
desk.
Mm-hmm. So shouldn't I be able to see, like, purchases somewhere in, like, shouldn't there be some kind of
purchases too? I want to show you each and everything in front in your own eyes. Don't worry. First of all, you touch on any desk option, then what you can see? What option come up in your screen?
If it says there's any to do it, or then there's any desk remote something,
yeah,
which is...
Yeah, that one. Any desk remote. And just right inside, can you see that option get, G to get?
Yes, I can.
Touch on get.
Okay.
And after touch on install.
Yeah. And now, you're not going to do anything to my phone if I put that one there.
Absolutely right. First of all, I want to prove it myself. We are from eBay or not, I want to prove it. Right now, I want to send you the security warning, because eBay is a secure server, and we have just tried to send you the security warning with your phone, and you receive two options. First option, I trust this call, and second option, I awoke of the risk. You touch on two options, then click on accept.
Yes, I'm sorry, that sounds so strange to me. Where are they planning on getting this money from?
All right, I want to explain to you. Basically, madam, you're dealing with any company, like you are purchased any point of time, you are purchased any electronics product, any groceries items, any shoes, or any dress you are buying anywhere, like Amazon, eBay, anywhere,
mm-hmm.
you are purchased. That point of
mm-hmm.
time, you put your personal information, like your each and every details, your address, or each and everything. And it's a payment method, like three options over there. It's an online payment method, cash and delivery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that point of time, you are put in your card information over there. And that point of time, it's automatically registered in your information with that account. And I believe without your permission, somebody else, they are trying to log in that account and collect your information and purchase once again to eBay. That's why you are facing that type of problem. I want to show you, don't worry. One by one, I want to show you.
Can I ask, I'm sorry, how did you get alerted to this?
Sorry?
How come you called me? How do you know that?
Because we received lots of the notification each and every day, like confirmation message.
An information message?
Notification. Like someone purchased that product. Yeah.
That somebody is trying to do something and it's not me. How do you know it wasn't me?
You already told me you can't purchase anything. That's why I'm here. You do.
Yeah,
yes.
I 100% and I know that for a fact.
So that's why we have just tried to exactly track that. Who doing that exactly? Who's the person?
Yeah. Well, I would like to know. Nobody has my details, so it's weird.
So that's why you just follow our instructions.
How do I make sure this doesn't happen? How do I make sure that this does not happen?
I want to show you, madam. First of all, I want to show you each and everything in front in your own eyes. Then you need to do it. Otherwise, you simply hang up the call.
And what do I need to do? I need to do what?
First of all, look on your screen, cell phone screen. What do you can see right now? What option you can see over there?
Yeah, I can see this any desk remote thing.
Yeah, and you can see that option install or open. It is still open or it is install option
it's
over there?
Open. Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, just try to open it up.
But how do I know you're not going to do anything to my phone, but this isn't like some kind of scam?
I know, you are absolutely right, madam, because lots of the scam call each and every day we receive, not only you.
Yeah.
Also, I'm also received lots of the scam call, and they are trying to use lots of the company name. That's why you are right, absolutely correct. But first of all, it is the biggest proof. I want to show you if the eBay logo come up in your cell phone screen, because you are talking with eBay, not any XYZ company. I want to send you two options, because eBay is a secure server, so that is the biggest proof. We are trying to send you security warning with your phone. You receive one security warning, and you receive two options. First option, I above of the risk. And if you select that option, then click on accept, then you can see it will be already come up in your screen, eBay secure server. Alright, I want to show you. First of all, after open, what you can see, what option you can see, just tell me.
This just seems really strange to me. Like, I've opened this any desk thing, but
yes.
I just want to know, has my money come out of my account? I'm going to have to go to the bank and talk to them about this.
Your bank people, they don't know, madam. Who doing that exactly? They think you are doing it. That's why they are trying to release that money.
Who is trying to release it?
Your bank people, madam.
Not from what I can see.
You can't see anything because it's a fraudulent charge. That's why. Right now, you can't see anything. But after 2 days or after 1 day, you can see you lose your money with your account. Let me finish, please. Keep your patience. Don't lose your patience, madam. First of all, you check by yourself.
This doesn't make sense. I don't even know you're from eBay or from anything. I've not even been on eBay.
I already told you lots of time. I want to prove it myself. David.
I don't know. I'm going to go to my bank.
You see, you all time, you same thing you told me. I didn't know. I am not trust you. I want to help you, madam. That's why I want to be with you long time over the phone. I'm not harming you. I'm not asking you your any personal details or anything.
No, but if I put the app on my phone, you can just access my phone, right?
Why we are access your phone? Because somebody else already access your phone already. And they are trying to misuse your information through your phone. That's why we are just connected your cell phone with our secure server, our EBA secure server. After that, our technician, they are trying to provide you each and everything, and you can see each and everything right now. That's why we are trying to access your phone. That's it. You don't do anything, simply hang up the call. Don't waste my time. And you lose your money, then you don't blame us. All right?
How can I lose my money if it's not in there?
You just, after 1 day, you easily understand that. How is it possible? The hacker already take your all money with your bank account. After 2 days, you log into your bank, then you can see all zero in your bank account. All balance, it will be 000. It is okay for you.
And I'll call you back because I'm going to go to the bank right
now. No, you don't call me back. You just lose your money. You just go ahead. Just don't call anywhere.